other people's memories can be very annoying. Like me, you're probably surrounded by relatives and friends who remember everything that you yourself have forgotten or repressed, especially the most embarrassing moments, and share them in public at every opportunity. I would prefer not to be reminded of the stupid things I did when I was 6 or even 60. If you're related to someone who has total recall of the past, it's like living inside the National Security Agency. No scrap of data is left unrecorded. Memory is on my mind, if not in it, because we are celebrating one of the greatest literary feats of memory in history, Marcel Proust's novel, The Remembrance of Things Past. I call it a feat of memory, not imagination, because the author put his whole life into it. We're not spared a single detail of his difficult days and sleepless nights, his meals and illnesses, his conversations, his daily walks, and the people he met. Such a memory. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the publication of the first of the 7 volumes, Swan's Way. A full-length movie of this epic would take 6 months to watch, but even without the movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Proust is a cultural icon. Nobody could call this huge book easy. I doggedly read the whole thing years ago in an English translation. Later I set myself the task of reading it in French. I failed for 2 reasons. My French is so bad and Proust is so good. He has sentences that go on for 3 pages, and he uses the most complex grammatical structures that the diabolical French language can provide. The novel begins and ends with memory. Characteristically, the story begins on page 51. In this famous passage, he visits his old aunt Leonie when he's already a grown man. He drinks tea and eats a little shell-shaped cake called a Madeleine. The taste brings back every vivid detail of his past life and sets in motion the unstoppable narrative of the book. Here's just a fragment from that episode in the classic translation by Scott Moncrief and Terence Kilmartin. When from a long-distant past nothing remains, after the people are dead, after the things are broken and scattered, taste and smell alone, more fragile but more enduring, more immaterial, more persistent, more faithful, remain poised for a long time like souls, remembering, waiting, hoping amid the ruins of all the rest, and bear unflinchingly in the tiny and almost impalpable drop of their essence the vast structure of recollection. Now that's what I call a complex sentence. 14 subordinate clauses, 13 commas, and a semicolon. It reads better in French, but there weren't enough aspirins in Europe to get me through all 7 volumes in the original. In search of my own long-lost memories, I tried tasting a Madeleine, dipping it in tea as prescribed. I tasted with my pen poised and spare pens at the ready, because this very experience had launched Proust into a torrent of 10 million words. The cake was delicious, but I remembered absolutely nothing. This is David Boucher.